Governor Scott Walker announced the opening at a news conference this morning in Green Bay.
It's an honor to be here today to announce that 102 days after the bridge was closed on September 25th, that as of this Sunday morning by 9:30 in the morning, the Leo Frigo Memorial Bridge will be open just in time for fans coming in from across the state for the Packers game.
A series of inspections revealed that the sag was caused by corrosion in the pilings near the Fox River. The corrosion is blamed on industrial fill in the soil under the bridge. State Department of Transportation spokesman Kim Rudot says there will be no litigation involved.
This was an anomaly. This was extremely unusual. It's nobody's fault.
Repair estimates range from $18 to $20 million. The Federal Highway Administration will pay 90% of the cost, with the other 10% paid for by the state. Governor Walker says whatever the final price tag, it's worth it for the state's economy.
This is an incredibly important region when it comes to the state's economy. And when you think about this bridge, both the bridge itself and the port underneath, all the other aspects connected to commerce in Syria, we think it's exceptionally important. And for us, it would have been important even if the federal government didn't have the kind of match that it has.
Southbound lanes will open Sunday morning at 8:30, northbound lanes by 9:30. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.